Latest news on the best shows in the Flint Hills.
We're back here on In Focus, News Radio KMAN, Brandon Peoples, Dave Lewis on the other side of the glass. We're talking with Captain Josh Kyle, Raleigh County Police Department. As we continue our discussion here on the budget, we've talked a little bit about the recommendations by staff, and that includes a 1.9% COLA, underfunding of overtime and on-call pay, the need for a CSI detective and three corrections officers, plus the IT reserve fund. Maybe the next part people don't really see as much of here in the public, but it is important, and that's legal and accounting fees.
Right. So legal and accounting fees came up in our discussions with the law board. We've had a structural change in our legal counsel that we receive. And so there was wanting to be a revisit on the monies that are in that account. But like with many organizations, that account covers a number of items. It covers legal fees that we receive from local attorneys, but it covers legal fees that we also receive when it comes to workers' compensation benefits and a couple of other areas. In addition, because it says accounting fees, it has all kinds of things. We have some notaries at the police department, and it covers the fees associated with that and our annual audit. So when we looked at that account, we said, well, let's take a holistic approach and ask the question, how's that account doing? And what we found is, again, over the last several years, it's essentially been underfunded. And we thought, well, let's go ahead and take a look at what it would take to get it up to the level that it needs to be. Our initial proposal, I think, was for $100,000. It's a $45,000 account that would add $100,000 to it. We did a lot of work as far as number crunching and also used some forecasting tools, and they're both telling us the same thing. You're looking at about $145,000 need in 2020. In our last revision, we brought that down slightly. We've got some experience now. We've got about 3 to 4 months of experience with actual billing from local attorneys. And based on that information, we were able to bring that number down a little bit when we dropped the initial proposal by $93,000. But it's a good example of an account that over the years has just maintained the same, but the billing associated with it has gone up. And as a result, because we prioritized benefits and because we prioritized the COLAs, there's got to be a sacrifice somewhere, and that's been in the in these accounts like this.
Well, let's talk a little bit about alternatives under consideration here.
Well, the first one we talked about, and that's the $93,000. If you go from a 1.9 to a 1.3% COLA, if you intend to maintain a COLA, you got to come up with $93,000 out of our initial proposal, and we discussed that. The next level would be, what if we were looking at a 1% COLA? Well, that represents $137,000, and that's quite a challenge because now we're looking at a situation where the integrity of some of our proposals would be dropping to the point where they're not really sustainable. In other words, we wouldn't be accomplishing what we were trying to set out to accomplish. A good example is the overtime fund. If we drop that number any further, we would be trying to drop it below what our experience was in 2018, which was a year after we went with squad-based scheduling and a year that had an average amount of activity. We had a flood that year, and we had a couple of high-level crimes. We did have a spike year in 2017. But in 2018, things calmed down a little bit, and especially with our rescheduling, we were looking at about $118,000 that were underfunded. If we look at any additional cuts, then we have to start asking the question, are we going to cut that proposal in the overtime underfunding? Well, if we do that, then we're dropping it below our experience in 2018, and I think we go back to what we talked about earlier, and that is we'd be trying to hold ourselves accountable to a number that's not very realistic, and so it becomes a real challenge. So right now what we're working on is taking a look at, is it possible to drop these numbers any further and maintain the integrity or intent behind these different items? Obviously, we presented them all as needs. We started with something like a list of somewhere in the neighborhood of over 20 different things we were looking at when we began discussing as staff, and we dropped them down to 6. So essentially what we may be looking at is, if we're going to drop down any further, then some of the items that we're looking at as significant needs may be dropping off the table. So that's the challenge that we have in front of us now.
Yeah. And obviously this is a lot of work. You know, anytime you're coming up with a budget here, nobody envies the person who has to try to, you know, present something like this. And especially the different departments here, you know, hey, you may not be getting X amount of dollars here, but that's part of the job.
Well, a couple of things have happened. first off, somebody had the brilliant idea that we have an accountant that we knew was going to retire. She'd been here for a number of years, Annette Moran. She did a wonderful job. But we knew she was going to retire, and she announced several years in advance that she was going to do that. And that provided us with the opportunity to hire a part-time accountant, Jenny Reef Snyder. And Jenny finished her degree at K-State. Meanwhile, she was learning about how our budget worked, and we had a very solid transition between these two. And Jenny was kind enough to come on full-time, and she is really good at what she does. And so that's helped out tremendously. The planning in advance for that turnover has worked out really well. In addition, shout out to my mom. I knew I was going into law enforcement, and my mom looked at me and said, "You're getting an accounting degree from K-State University." And I said, "Mom, I'm going into law enforcement. I'm not going to get an accounting degree." And she said, "You're getting an accounting degree." And so here we are 30 years later, and I'm using my accounting degree for all it's worth, getting the budget together. And don't tell anybody this, but I kind of enjoy working on the budget. It's something that I don't know why, but I enjoy working on it.
Fair enough. Kudos to mom.
Yeah.
Good stuff. Well, knowing that, and the financial impact, that's always going to be the thing here that taxpayers care most about here. So let's talk maybe just a little bit about the possible financial impact that we might see.
So that's really tricky. I'm real nervous about talking about mill levies. It's not something I'm really familiar with. I've been reading a lot about it. I've been talking to city and county officials about the mill levy and how it works. We've got some preliminary calculations, but depending on which budget alternative is looked at, I think, take it with a grain of salt, but I think we're looking at about a $25 a year increase in property taxes for a city, and I think we're looking at somewhere in the neighborhood of about a $6 a year increase in property taxes for county people. But again, take it with a grain of salt, because it's not something I'm really familiar with. I might say it another way. We're looking at about a $1 million for city, and I can't remember off the top of my head, but it's less than a mill for the county.
Okay. Well, good to know. And of course, the timeline here, as you mentioned, a couple months away here from maybe a finalized budget here going forward.
Yep, we're getting really close. We might have another budget meeting depending on how things go on May 20th.
Okay. Good enough. Let's take a timeout. We'll come back and wrap things up here with Captain Josh Kyle, RCPD, after this.